You're in the latter part of the OTAs, getting that timing anticipation down with your receivers and your running backs?
Yeah, it's definitely come a long way since 2-3 weeks ago when we first started with those rookies. You know, been really impressed by some of the young guys that we've had. Tavon Stedman, thought they've done a great job. You know, we're asking them to play a lot of different positions right now. You know, of course, there's still mistakes, but for the most part, they've been extremely sharp. And the chemistry, I think, has really come along. You know, we've put some time in after practice together. And then, obviously, the more reps we've gotten together on the field in practice, you know, things have really started to click.
Sam, are you going to bring him up to Norman again this year, a lot of the receivers?
Yeah. I'm actually planning on that. I'm having a camp. I believe it's the second weekend of July, so you know, I'm planning on bringing those guys in and getting a few days of work with them, and hopefully they can stay and help out at my camp as well.
Who gets the Sooner Legends room this year?
Sam
Bradford room.
I don't know yet. That's kind of that's up to the people at the hotel, but you know, hopefully no one has to stay in that room. We'll get him some better players to stay in.
For you, what's the adjustment for you to new receivers? I mean, their quirks, what they do better than others?
You know, a lot of it is just timing. Everyone has different steps, different speeds. They see things and anticipate things differently. You know, obviously, after working with Danny and Gibby for, you know, 3 years, I feel like our chemistry was really good, and I had a great feel for where they were going to be and how they were going to run routes. I think, you know, the biggest thing is just getting on the same page, you know, how they see the route, how they want to run the route, and then also myself having some input on how I believe it should be run and where the ball should be caught. And it's just getting all that timing and steps down.
Sam, with that, a proven 1,000-yard rusher, and with the way this team has drafted four wide receivers in the last 2 years, do you think this is going to be a significantly different offense in terms of more pass happy and really just
I wouldn't say more pass happy, but it's definitely going to be a different offense. I think if you look at the speed we have now compared to the speed we've had in past years, you know, we have significantly more speed this year. Obviously, with Steven gone, we don't have, you know, a big physical running back. You know, the running backs we have now you know, are a little smaller, but they're quicker in space. So I think, you know, I don't know if it means we're going to throw the ball more. I mean, I'd be fine with that. But, yeah, I would definitely think we'd probably move more to the one-back world, you know, spread people out. I think that's probably the direction we're going.
With the things you talked about, being on the same page and all that, were you surprised at all when you found out that no mini camp? Your thought on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, to be honest, we get the same work done at an OTA as we do in a mini camp. I mean, we're allowed to be here a little longer so we can meet longer, but, you know, I think Coach Fisher knows exactly what he's doing. I mean, if he thought we needed the mini camp, we'd be here, but, you know, the way we've been able to come out and get work done during OTAs, you know, I think we're going to get just as much accomplished.
Is the playbook pretty much the same or tweaked? And obviously, if it's the same, or you just maybe might emphasize different parts of it.
Yeah, you know, for the most part, it's the same. I think the installs have gone a lot faster. And last year, year one, you really have to start the basics with everything. You know, you start formations. I mean, everything is very simple. And then you build your way into third down, red zone, the different situations that you get into during a game. Whereas in year two, you know, we went back and looked at some of the areas we need to be better on. And we need to be better on third down. We need to be better in the money zone. So starting day one, we were able to start working on those areas. And I think that's been one of the biggest difference. It's just the speed we're able to get to different situations.
Sam, Chris Stevens was just talking about how he kind of wants to diversify his game in terms of just more intermediate routes and things like that. What kind of growth have you seen from him maybe from last year, and kind of where do you expect his game to go?
I expect Chris to have a great year. You know, he works extremely hard. I think one of the most impressive things about him these past couple weeks is, you know, we're starting to move him around too. Where last year he primarily played Z for us, where now he's being asked to play inside, he's being asked to go backside and play X. And he's a really, really smart football player. I mean, he understands the game, he understands our offense. And I think by moving him to different spots in our offense, he'll be able to run more routes. You know, there's only so many routes you can run from one position, but when you move him to two or three different spots and can incorporate him in the whole offense, it just gives him the opportunity, you know, to run different routes and be in different spots.
What are your early impressions of Jared Cook?
Yeah, he's good. He's really, yeah, he's, I don't know if you guys noticed that, he's good. You know, Cookie's been great so far. You know, just the added dimension of, you know, obviously Lance, you know, has some speed, but now that, you know, we've got him and Lance, you know, that's a lot of speed inside, and he's a big body running down the middle of the field. You know, it's going to be hard for people to match up with him. You know, if they want to put a Mike linebacker on him, I think we'll take that matchup all day, and it's just going to give us the ability to open the playbook and kind of stretch the middle of the field and put stress on the defense in there.
Sam, is that where the NFL is nowadays?
A couple more, yeah.
Offenses that win now, it's more speed-based as more power-based offenses. Is that kind of where the NFL has evolved?
Well, I mean, I think you've seen it. You know, the numbers, you know, everyone's throwing the ball more, which I think would indicate that it's definitely gone to more of, you know, a finesse passing speed game as to a power run game.
Sam, with kind of a full year to evaluate now, how different is the culture in the building from when you walked into OTAs last year?
Yeah, it's completely different. You know, obviously just going into year two, you know, we're comfortable with the coaching staff. We know what to expect on a day-to-day basis. We know how the meetings are going to be run. We know how the practice is going to be run. You know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, year two of the offense, we're much more comfortable in what we're doing. We're not hearing things for the first time and then coming out here and trying to run them. You know, we've run everything. And I think the confidence, you know, just being in year two, when everyone's comfortable, everyone's confident. And I think there's just a sense of confidence in this building. You know, we're looking to build upon what we did last year.
I was going to ask you, how many, this is sort of unrelated to football, like I was at the Kirkwood thing a couple weeks ago, did they end up picking more trucks down to Oak City than the three, or because it looked like they had a lot of stuff that day? I mean, that one truck looked pretty full.
Yeah, I'm not positive, okay, to
just,
be honest.
I think,
to be honest, I think they just put it in one really big truck. Okay. But I do know that we were able to raise, like, I think they collected over 80,000 pounds of goods.
Wow.
I think they raised over 15,000 in donations, mm-hmm. At the site. So it was extremely successful, and I want to thank everyone again for what they were able to do.
Now, did you go home after the last OTA? Were you there last week, or were you back
here? I was. No, okay. Yeah, I was home for a couple of days last week, yeah.
I was ignorant. I mean, another
one. Yeah, I know. Hopefully they're done now.
Yeah. Okay.